Alex Pavlovich joins us. He's just back from Cincinnati, covers the Giants for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. Alex, how are you?
I'm good. It sounds like I got a feisty Marty today.
Yeah, come on. You know, well, you know, because people sit back in their couches. I don't know what Frank looks like, but to use those kind of words, hey, he's fat, he's this, he's that. Give me an analysis, okay? Give me something that I could work with other than just disparaging somebody. We all see it. You see, right? Everyone sees the guy is not the guy he was last year.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hear much of it. I heard him say he thought he's 40 pounds more than he was at the World Series. I don't know if it's much at all. I think it's the same guy he's been. I think he's the same weight he's been for most of the year. If anything, he might have dropped a little bit of weight during the time on the DL. I know that was a point of emphasis for him. I don't, you know, it's one of those things that comes up every time he struggles. I don't think that's the problem. I think his bat speed right now, for whatever reason, is gone, and that's something that was there when he was big and at his biggest. At the World Series last year when he was, you know, pretty overweight, his bat speed was there. He was able to turn on Justin Verlander pitches. So I think the bat speed is gone right now. I think in the field he's rusty and making throwing errors and, you know, bobbling balls that he gets to. So it's a lot of things going on. He's not playing well at all, but to blame it all on his weight, I think is just disingenuous.
Yeah, no, it's a combination of things. And, you know, you look at him and you try to compare last year to this year. It looks more heftier to me, let's put it that way. But it's the mechanical thing at the plate. And my point with this is, can they win with him not hitting? That's the question.
I don't think they can. I think this team is built around, you know, certain guys, and certainly Buster Posey is one of them. But we saw what happened on the last road trip. Buster Posey can't carry a lineup by himself no matter what. So you need Sandoval going, you need Hunter Pence going, and you need other guys to contribute off and on. And it was just a thing where you have a bunch of guys who are about 0 for 20 at the same time, and then your two main guys behind Posey, Sandoval, I think, ended the trip 1 for 30. Pence was about 2 for 25. So you really don't have a chance offensively when your 4 and 5 hitters, I mean, they go back and forth, but either way, they're your 4 and 5 hitters. They have 3 hits in their last 55 at-bats. You're not going to score a whole lot.
Well, I've been talking a lot about Giant-Dodger and this series coming up tonight, and I think it's a significant series for the ball club. Dodgers have won 10 of 12. Everybody's clicking. They got hitting streaks here and there. They've got the most exciting player in baseball, Yasiel Puig, who, by the way, if anyone saw Jay, I don't know if you saw it, check out Jason Stark today. And Eamon, I don't know if we can print that out, but there's a number, like 5 or 6 ESPN guys picked their all-star team. Everybody picked Puig on the all-star team. Very interesting.
Thanks. Yeah, I think he's, you know, for me, he's actually getting pretty close, just because you can say small sample size, but we have numbers now to judge what kind of impact a person has had, and you can look at his WAR, you can look at other numbers like that, and he's right there. I mean, I think last time I checked, he was about 13th in the National League in WAR, and probably is higher since then because he hits every day. So, you know, I think you can look at the impact it's had and look at that team. He turned them around. I don't think there's any doubt about it. That's a team that was dead and buried. Their manager was probably going to be fired at some point, and Puig came up, and all he does is get 3 hits a day. So it's something where I think his impact's there. And if you look at it as a showcase for baseball, you know, you can make the argument he should be there. And if you look at it as trying to win the game, he's one of the best players in baseball right now. So I think either way, I wouldn't be opposed to him being there.
Well, it's interesting to think how he's going to get there, because he's not going to get voted in by the fans. He's not going to get voted in by the players. So Bochy's got to name him. And Bochy's already said, you know, he doesn't want to name him, really. He's kind of said that. So Selig is going to have to twist Bochy's arm to get him on the team.
Well, he wasn't on the player ballot, so he's not going to get in unless Bochy names him or unless he's on the final five ballot, which I think is probably the way to go. I don't think Bochy's going to name him. I think he just, you know, he's too much about what have you done for me the whole year, and I think he made it pretty clear when we were in Los Angeles that he wasn't going to name Puig to the team. So he left a little space to change his mind, but I'm not sure that he has. He hasn't mentioned anything about it. I think the thing to do is to put him on that final five ballot, as they did with Bryce Harper a year ago. And, you know, most of the guys on that ballot end up making it anyway just because of injuries and guys who can't play at the last second. So I think that's probably what baseball is going to do.
Yeah, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Alex Pavlovich is with us on the Ring Central guest line. He covers the Giants for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. Al, this series, do you feel it's significant? I've said it this morning. I think it's very significant for the ball club. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, you never want to make too much of 3 games, but for me, this is really I think we're going to look back at the series at the end of the year as the turning point either way. You know, guys were in a pretty good mood yesterday that they got out of town. They didn't have to play another game. And Mike Leake would have been tough, and they would have been without Posey and Scudero and pretty much everybody else in the lineup is slumping. So it would have been a really tough task for them to go out there and end the road trip with a win. And instead, they got out of town early. They got back here. They didn't have to play another game. And I think guys were pretty happy about that. So if you come back here and you take 2 out of 3, if you can manage to sweep the Dodgers, I think you turn your season around, and they definitely need that. On the other hand, if they look like they did on the road, I think you have to start asking, we're already asking serious questions about this team, but everybody's kind of been waiting for them to get off of that road stretch and waiting for them to get home. And if they can't turn it around on this next homestand, I don't think there's really any justification to go out and be buyers at the deadline. I think they're going to have to seriously consider, figuring out what they can do with some of the guys who are going to be free agents.
Yeah, good point. Boy, good point. Alex Pavlovich joins us on the Ring Central guest line. To win this series, let's say 2 out of 3 even against the Dodgers, which would be fine, and 2 out of 3 against the Mets would be fine as well, because it gets you going. You got to start winning series. What's got to happen? Who's the guy who's got to pick it up on this team? Now, Kane, of course, goes tonight, and I'm glad the game rained out yesterday. I think maybe that when we look back on this thing, it may be the most fortuitous rain we've ever seen as a Giant. But Kane, Bumgarner, Godin on Sunday. But offensively, who in your mind, you saw this road trip, the 1-8 road trip, who's the guy?
Yeah, I'm not worried about Kane or any of the pitchers. I thought they did a really nice job on the trip and really for the last few weeks. I think for me it comes down to Hunter Pence because Sandoval looks lost right now, and I'm not sure if he can figure it out in 48 hours and get back on track. He's shown in the past the ability to do things like that and come out and just shock everybody. So if he does, that's great. But Hunter has been a guy who hasn't been hurt this year, hasn't been dealing with any of the issues that Sandoval has dealt with, and has been a guy who's been right there behind Buster Posey for most of the year. So I think they need him there. And the other guy for me is Gregor Blanco, who kind of made up for the loss of Angel Pagan. And then, on this road trip, I think he's 0-21 right now as they finish up here. It's pretty glaring when your leadoff hitter is going 0-3, 0-4 every night, and it's just not going to allow you to win many games. So those two are the guys I'm looking at as guys who really need to turn it around. And, they're not going to be able to go out and probably get a leadoff hitter, and they're probably not going to be able to get a middle-of-the-order bat because of the cost right now. So those guys have to figure it out here, and they have to show Brian Sabian in the front office that we have the pieces here to do it again.
Blanco 0-22 recently, 1-24 in the trip, something like that. Now, the rain in Cincinnati was significant, and all you wanted to do was slide on the tarp. Is that serious? Did you really want to do that?
I would love to. I don't think anybody would ever allow me to, and I that probably goes even up to my own boss, who probably wouldn't be too happy with it. But I think that'd be a lot of fun. Those situations, you're bored. You're basically just sitting there waiting for them to finish up. I think we all had slip and slides as a kid, and it looks like a giant slip and slide out there. I'd love to have a chance. I mean, there's a lot of things where these guys, I think, they're trying to waste time. We see him shagging fly balls. To me, as somebody who's just sitting there with a notebook, a lot of the times those look like a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, if you get arrested for trespass, I'll defend you.
I have my lawyer.
I'll take care of you for that. Alex Pavlovich joins us in the Ring Central guest line. I think there's going to be a lot of activity within the division for trades, and I think the Giants may not be one of the big players.
Yeah, I was watching a lot of games yesterday. We got rained out pretty early, and obviously we were on the East Coast, so I had a chance to kind of sit there in the hotel room, and I watched the Diamondbacks game, and I watched the Dodgers. To me, those are two teams that if they figure out their bullpen, they're going to be really tough, and those bullpens are really – the Diamondbacks in particular is just awful. It's a disaster every single day, and I think anybody who watched that game yesterday could see some of the position players really starting to get a little exasperated when they blew the lead again in the 13th and the 14th. And I think they're a team that needs to go out there and probably get at least two arms. So, I think there's a lot of teams in this division that think they can win it and teams that rightfully should think they can win the division. And every time you hear, you mentioned Jason Stark, you read John Heyman or Ken Rosenthal, everybody always just kind of groups this division together and says, the Orioles are after somebody and the whole National League West is, or the Red Sox are scouting him and the whole National League West is. So I think this whole division is, they're all looking for upgrades, and I think they're all probably going after some of the same players, which is good if you're a seller.
Well, it's going to be fun. I like July. I really do. But the spotlight goes on the general manager. This is why this is his month to figure it out. Al, when are you coming out to the game?
I just got back from Charlotte and or Cincinnati via Charlotte.
Right.
So I'm going to sleep for a while, and you'll probably see me on Sunday.
All right, good. Come by, and we'll call you. We'd love to have you on.
Okay. Thanks, Marty.
All right. That is Alex Pavlovich.